これから2021年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Sorry to have kept you waiting.
Number 2. I can't make it today.Number 3.
I have an appointment at 6.
Number 4. Thanks for taking my shift yesterday. Number 5.
Hey, I think you just dropped this.
Number 6. Could you pass the salad, Jason? Number 7.
Do these antiques come with a warranty?
Number 8. Would you like anything else with your order?Number 9.
How'd you do on the final exam?
Number 10. Did you clean your room like I told you to? Two. Directions.You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
I'm taking 21 credits this semester.
Wow, and I thought I had a crazy workload with 19 credits. Anyway, don't burn yourself out.
Yeah, well, it's the only way I can graduate on time since I switched majors halfway through.
Question. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? Number 12. Did you watch the presidential debate?
What's the point? They all say one thing when they're running for office, but never keep their promises once they're actually in office.I'd trust my life with my cat before I'd trust a politician.
Can't argue with you there. Question. What does the man think about the woman's opinion? Number 13.
Are you really quitting at the end of the month?
What? No.Who told you that?
I just overheard some people talking. Anyway, glad to know you'll still be with us.
Question. Why was the man surprised? Number 14.
My daughter just started daycare, and I can't believe how expensive it is.
Tell me about it. My wife and I could barely afford to send all three of our kids. Fortunately, my parents agreed to look after them for us.
Yeah, too bad my parents live in a different state. Times like these make me wonder what the government is using our tax money for.
Question. Why is the woman frustrated? Number 15.
I love secondhand clothing stores like this. Sometimes you can find some amazing vintage pieces. Look at this beautiful dress.
This place has some awesome cowboy hats from the 70s, too. How does this look?
It's going to be hard to find any clothes to match that hat. How about this baseball cap instead?
Question. What did the woman say about the cowboy hat? Number 16. I am all for reducing plastic waste in our oceans and everything, but do we really have to ban plastic straws?
Haven't you seen that turtle video where the turtle has a plastic straw stuck up its nose?
Yeah, I've seen it. And yes, I do feel sorry for the turtle. I'm just complaining because I hate paper straws. Guess I need to carry my own reusable straws from now on. Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 17.
Is there a monthly service fee with this account?
Yes, it's $12, but if you have at least $1,500 in the account, the fee will be waived.
I see. Thank you.
Question. What is most likely the man's job? Number 18.
Are you putting your kids into international school?
I originally wanted to, but when I looked up how much it costs a year, I decided not to. I'd rather use that money to visit our families abroad and have my kids learn the language naturally.
That sounds like a good idea. I wish we had relatives overseas.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's situation? Number 19.
Look at these awesome new tech gadgets I just bought. They were all on sale.
Let me guess. For a limited time only? You know they just say that to get you to buy their products.
The funny thing is, I know what they're doing, yet I still fall for it every time.
Question. What is the woman's attitude towards her spending habits? Number 20. I heard you got the promotion. Congratulations.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. Your tips for the interview were a lifesaver.
I'm glad to hear that. You've worked so hard for this. You totally deserve it. Question. How does the woman feel towards the man? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. Hello.
Hi, this is Amelia's Diner. I believe you placed an order with us online to be delivered at 6 p.m.
Yes, that's right.
I'm really sorry about this, but we're a little short on staff today. Would it be okay if we delivered your order a little earlier, say at 5:30 p.m.?
Oh, that's actually even better. I was getting pretty hungry already. See you guys soon. Number 21. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 22. How does the man feel about the woman's proposal? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. All these reports about extreme weather events make me feel we're not doing enough to address climate change. Governments need to start drastically reducing carbon emissions.
Oh, give me a break. Sure, climate change is a real problem, but it's just not what the average person is worried about. There are issues that matter much more.
Like what?
Education, health, good jobs, a government that's not corrupt, clean water. I mean, these may seem like the basic things, but there are people who still don't have access to them. We can afford to care about climate change because we live in comfortable, developed countries, but that's not the reality for most people.
Gee, I never thought of it that way. Number 23. What does the man say governments need to do to deal with climate change? Number 24. What does the woman say about the average person in the world? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. Are you going to Jordan Rogan's talk?
That controversial biology professor? Didn't you hear? The event's been canceled because some anonymous activists sent death threats to the school administrators.
That's ridiculous. I thought we lived in a society that values freedom of speech.
Yeah, but it's the school's responsibility to maintain the safety of their students.
Still, they should have found some other way. By canceling the event, the school is sending the message that whenever activists threaten to use violence, they'll always get their way. That's a horrible precedent to set. Number 25. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 26. What does the man think about the school's decision? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation.
I saw on the news that our government is donating millions of vaccine doses to our neighboring countries. Meanwhile, we still don't have enough for the people here. It makes no sense.
Why? It makes perfect sense to me. They're engaging in classic vaccine diplomacy.
I never realized vaccines could be used for diplomacy.
It's a way for us to expand our influence in other countries and maintain our geopolitical interests. We have to make sure our rival countries don't become too influential.
Okay, that's all well and good, but I wish they'd focus on maintaining geopolitical interests after taking care of folks at home first.
Number 27. How does the woman feel about her government's actions? Number 28. What is one reason the man gives for his government's actions? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. How's the new job?
My coworkers are pretty nice, and the benefits and salary are great. The problem is my manager.
What's wrong with your manager?
I feel he doesn't think I'm qualified for the job. He probably thinks if a woman is hired as lead engineer, it's because she's a woman and not because of her skills and experience. I mean, I understand why he would think this way, since there aren't that many women in this field to begin with, but still.
Did he not see your resume and all the patents under your name? I think he probably just feels threatened. Number 29. Which of the following does the woman not mention about her new job? Number 30. What is the woman's problem at work? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. President Smith, faculty, proud parents, graduates. I am honored for the invitation to be with you today. It may seem ironic for someone like me, who was rejected from this university, to be giving the commencement speech here two decades later. Although today I am known for my superhero films, before any of my box office successes, I was known as the least funny comedian in New York City. I would go on stage, say my lines, and 99% of the time, I would get booed off stage in less than 1 minute. The longest I managed to stay on stage for was 5 minutes, and that was because my girlfriend was the only audience member that day. Needless to say, 2 years and 500 shows later, I realized I wasn't meant to be a comedian. So I packed my bags and went home. I worked at my parents' restaurant in the day, and at night, I'd experiment with making videos online. 1 year and 200 videos later, I got a casting call from Hollywood. So, my message to you today is, it's okay to fail, as long as you never quit. Number 31. What is the speaker's current job? Number 32. Where is the speaker speaking at? Number 33. According to the talk, what did the speaker fail at? Number 34. How many shows did the speaker do in New York? Number 35. What is the speaker's main message to the audience? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
Good morning. Before I take any questions, let me just update you on the status of our rescue efforts. 587 of our residents have been evacuated to temporary shelters at local gymnasiums and community centers. We have managed to restore electricity and water to all the hospitals in the city. And we are moving as quickly as possible to restore electricity and water to all residential housing within the next 48 hours. As of Tuesday, our search teams have rescued 25 people. Fortunately, there have been no reports of any deaths, and I pray it stays that way. However, we still have at least 100 people missing. The president has dispatched members of the military to help us in our rescue efforts. We currently have about 1,200 rescue workers on scene working tirelessly day and night to find those still missing. I would like to personally extend my gratitude to them. Unfortunately, the meteorological agency is forecasting heavy rains again next week. We urge all residents to be on high alert. Stay indoors, pay attention to local notices, and prepare an emergency bag for each member of your family in case you have to evacuate.
Number 36. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 37. What kind of talk is this? Number 38. According to the talk, which places still do not have electricity and water? Number 39. How many rescue workers are on the scene? Number 40. Which of the following did the speaker not recommend residents do? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.